Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the important subject of deliverance. God wants us set free from bondage in our life, and Jesus preached deliverance to the captives. Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out the demons. Now, we've already talked about the fact that Satan is our enemy. Remember that Satan is not omnipresent. We know that the devil's the one coming against us. And you know, one of the things we need to realize is that life is spiritual. You are a spirit. The devil's a spirit. The demons that serve him are spirits. God is a spirit. The angels are spirits. And we need to realize God's word is spiritual law. In fact, as we walk in the word of God, by faith, we're operating according to spiritual law. The spiritual realm controls and dominates the natural realm. And it's important to realize that in dealing with the enemy, we are dealing with evil spirits that serve Satan. Remember, Satan's not omnipresent, yet he's the enemy against everybody. Well, he's not coming against everybody at the same time because he can't be everywhere. What are we dealing with directly? We are dealing with demonic spirits, evil spirits. You know, sometimes it's hard for people to understand this area, but we need to realize that these evil spirits are carrying out the work of the enemy, of Satan. And these spirits are at work to bring forth destruction. Life is spiritual, and we are being affected by evil spirits if we open up the door through sin. Now, these demon spirits are evil spirits without physical bodies, and they want to get into us. They are true personalities. They have will. They have mobility, knowledge, ability to speak. They know things. They can move around. And they want to come and bring destruction in a Christian's life. And this is important for us to understand. Now, a person in the world, they're already under the control of Satan because they're not born again. Their spirit's already under control of the devil. And they can have demonic spirits in them from areas of sin that they've opened up in their life, in the air affecting their soul, their will, their intellect, emotions, and their physical body. Now, when we become a Christian and we get born again, we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We become a new creation. We're brand new on the inside of us. We have a brand new spirit within us. And now, since our spirit's been changed, we're right with God. And as we walk in line with the Word of God and we study the Word and learn His ways and start following Him, we are in fellowship with Him. At the same time, the spirits that have been in our soul or body have not left us, and they have to be cast out. Deliverance is for Christians. It is not for those in the world. They don't have a covenant with God, and they don't walk in the Word. They would let the spirits come back in. Deliverance is for Christians. And we're going to talk about more about this today and kind of put this all together a little bit. Deliverance is really a very simple thing when you understand it, but you need to understand what is going on in the realm of the spirit. Now, as we pointed out, these demon spirits are in the soul or in the body, not in our spirit, and they must be cast out. And this is a very important thing. Now, how did they get there? The number one negative influence in your life is your inheritance line. The iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. That's the number one negative influence. Every one of us are affected by inherited generational iniquity curses from the sins and iniquities of our forefathers from three and four generations back. Start thinking about the problems that you have had in your life, and more than likely you can identify with problems that were in the inheritance line. You may see this in the area of a physical problem, such as cancer or heart problem or diabetes or allergies or some kind of a physical ailment coming down the inheritance line. It might affect you in some area in your attitudes. You might have problems with anger. You might have problems with depression. You might have problems with fear. You might have problems with gluttony. You might have problems with addictive compulsive areas. These are coming down the inheritance line. And this is the one thing we need to realize. How demonic spirits enter is, number one, through inheritance. They also can come in through our own sins, or being a victim of sin or traumatic things that have occurred in our life. And they can come in at any time, from the conception, in the womb, while you're a child, in times when you're in school, times when you are doing things in your life that could have caused destruction to come in. It can happen through any kind of yielding to sin. And this is so important that we understand this. Now, as we understand that these spirits have come in, then we can learn to cast them out. And we can do that as a Christian. And we've talked about that. If we're going to cast out these spirits, we are going to learn about our authority in Jesus Christ. Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power, the ability of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you." Mark 16:17, "These signs shall follow them that believe." That's all believers. We're supposed to cast them out. As we cast them out, then they will be leaving us, and we will be released from their effect in our life. And they will leave us like a breath leaving out of us. But by and large, they leave with a yawn or a cough or a sigh as they're being cast out. That's only when they're cast out. We're not saying that every time you've yawned or coughed that you had a demonic spirit leaving. We're talking about only when you're casting the spirits out. That's the way they primarily leave a person. Evidence of this was in the Bible, where they did leave through the mouth with a loud voice. Another guy was foaming out of the mouth, and those are rather extreme cases. But they leave people very easily as you cast them out. And this is something that you need to understand. Now, once these spirits are cast out, they would like to try to come back in. That should not make us afraid of deliverance, but we need to be aware that the spirits have considered you their house, and they would like to come back in. The Bible says in Matthew 12:43, "When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes out in dry places, uninhabited places, seeking rest, finding none. He says, I'll return to my house in which I come out. If he finds it empty, swept, and garnished, he can come back in with seven more wicked than himself. The state of the man will be worse than the first." Now, how are they going to get back in? Only if you open the door through sin. And this is why we want to do what God wants us to do, walking in line with the Word, not giving place to the devil. If we walk in fellowship with the Lord, we will not have problems. And let me say this, you know, if you have not turned and repented from sin, if you're continuing in an area of sin, then you're not ready for deliverance, of course. The first step always is to confess our sins, to repent and turn away from it. Then we're ready for deliverance, to cast out the spirits that have come in from it in our life. Now, as we cast these spirits out, we talked about how we do it. We're going to bind the devil and all demons within us around us. We're going to confess our sins to be in right fellowship with the Lord. We break the curses that have come upon us. Remember, the curse is the effect of sin. We break the curses by remitting the sins and the iniquities of the forefathers and all preceding generations that have influenced our life. Also declaring the remission of our own sins by the blood of Jesus. This will break the legal hold the demons might claim to try to stay in you or affect your life. See, demonic spirits can't operate in you unless they have a legal right, a spiritual legal right, and that is because of sin. That is the open door. They just can't come to someone without an open door. And then we cast them out, and we continue to cast them out until they're all gone. And this brings us to a point we want to cover today, that deliverance is not a one-time thing. You know, I've ministered to people who have yielded to the fact that we need to continually cast out, and the ones that have continually come and we've cast out and helped them, they've gotten set free. We've seen people set free of so many different bondages. We're going to be covering that in another broadcast when we share some practical things with you. But it's important to realize that deliverance is not a one-time event. It is a progressive walk. And where we see this in the Bible is in the Old Testament. People said, where do you see a network of spirits or a consistency, a progressiveness of casting out something in order to be set free? We see it very clearly in the Old Testament types. We understand the Old Testament as physical types and shadows of New Testament realities. For instance, Satan is a spiritual type of Pharaoh. Pharaoh is a type of Satan. Pharaoh was the ruler there in Egypt, and he ruled over the Israelites with hard bondage. That's a type of Satan, ruling over man who is not born again. Then Egypt is a type of the world. And of course, the Exodus out of Egypt is a type of being born again. They came out of Pharaoh's authority and Egypt's bondage, and we came out of Satan's authority and bondage to the world. Now then, God told them that he was going to give them a promised land. The physical promised land is a type of the spiritual promised land, which are the promises of God. Now they were told to go in and possess that promised land, and they were told to walk in line with the law. Well, we've got to walk in line with the Word of God. But as they were going to possess the land, They had to occupy it. The word possess means occupy by driving out the previous inhabitants. What did they find there? They found inhabitants, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, Girgazites, Amorites, every kind of ite you can think of. They were all over the land. And these physical inhabitants had to be driven out in order to possess it. Remember the 12 spies? The 10 of them came back with an evil report. They did not go in and possess the land, and they ended up staying out there in the wilderness, and they never possessed the promised land that God had given them. And this is important for us to realize, that the physical inhabitants are a type of the spiritual inhabitants, which are demonic spirits that can be hindering us from possessing the promises of God in our life. They had to cast them out and drive them out and eliminate them all from the land. We need to do the same thing in us, casting out every spirit, driving it all out until we're all gone. And that is important. And it was a little by little process. In fact, in Exodus 23:30, the Bible says, little by little you drive out the inhabitants of the land until you be increased and inherited. And that's what they did, as little by little. And they were always told to utterly destroy them all. And they were swinging that physical sword consistently. The physical sword is a type of the spiritual sword, which is us speaking forth with our mouth and casting out the spirits. And as they were swinging that physical sword, they continually did it till they utterly destroyed them all. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're casting out all the spirits to utterly destroy all of their work in our life. And this is important to realize, that we need to do this. Because some people, they've maybe approached deliverance. Maybe you've approached deliverance in the past and you went through a deliverance session, or you know, you thought you got free or you felt a little bit better, but then the problems returned or showed up later, or it didn't seem like everything was gone. And that's the truth, that we need to cast everything out until they're all gone. It is a progressiveness. As we cast out all the spirits, systematically driving them all out, we will be set free. Deliverance is as much a part of what we should be doing on a regular basis as anything else, until we clean house on everything. And it was a little by little process there in the Old Testament. And the same is true today, as we cast everything out that has come in from our inheritance line, or from our own sin in the past, or when we were in the world, or from areas of destruction that have come into us from areas of abuse or some kind of bondage, then we will be set free. So it is a little by little process. As you do it, you will see total victory in your life. Well, we're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.